Tucson, KO4HKX.
I was tinkering with the TV, N02.
So you didn't want to hear what I called you, but how are you doing this evening?
Okay, except late for supper. I'm doing great. Bernice made a beautiful roast and noodles and corn and, oh, I don't know what all. I ate so much poor to carry it. I was sitting there toying with the sound on the TV. There's a external sound system and the one on the TV, and they're usually poor, but this one seems to be pretty good. But Bernice went upstairs, so I tell you, she wears hearing aids, and sometimes that external one there, that Vizio, sounds kind of mushy, and she just can't understand the people on there, so I turned it back over to the one that's built into the TV, and it's more soprano, shall we say, and sharper, and she can hear that, so I just shut the other one off. How you doing?
Just hanging out for the evening. Got a call there at the last minute that Leon couldn't call the nest, so I'm in here getting ready to do that.
Back for when she comes down here. Let her control it. Well, that's good. Leon must have had a trip he had to make or something, didn't he?
It was his last minute, so I'm not sure what it was. He just called and asked if I could pick it up.
But am I retired, as I understand, and drives truck. Just to give him something to do, more or less. You don't have to. And he sent me a picture the other day just to torture me. He was out on his motorcycle, and they went down. I don't know if his dad owns that pizza shop. Is what he meant, or something like that. Oh, boy, that pizza looked good. It was a Hawaiian pizza. And him and the wife went down there on the cycle, and I told him, I hate you, Leon. I loved my motorcycles, Patrick, but just not able.
I was thinking about getting one, not a street bike, but kind of a street trail to ride back and forth to work. I got some buddies that like to go ride on the weekends up in the forest. Was thinking about doing that, and the wife said, nothing with two wheels. So I don't know if I'll be doing that anytime soon anyway.
Well, buy one of them hootie dooties, them cars. They look like a smuts-down car that's been through the car smasher. They're really cool-looking things. That's what you need. They're only $30,000, $40,000. Man, if you're standing in the community, that's just change.
I'd be confused with you. I don't have pocket change like that.
I don't think any of us do. Those are really cool-looking things. And I like them three-wheel ones, too, that have two wheels out in the front and one in the back, you know. Polaris's. Oh, I'm just sitting there watching this sheriff thing. Somebody's putting out some bad weed and making people like they're on meth. It's a pretty good show. Bernice went upstairs, so I'm not going to turn the sound on to it. I'm just watching it. They're fighting some old man with a shotgun. And as usual, they got small arms. I don't know what's the matter with these people. Oh, I thought that was pretty neat. It was very, very sad. Don't misunderstand me. I guess we'll call him an Arab guy, broke into the ROTC place up there. And he shot a very fine colonel that served our country for many years. And the ROTC students there charged him and took him out. And that lady cop was saying, well, they more or less terminated him or whatever, and I heard tonight he had 21 stab wounds in him. What you sow, so shall you reap.
I heard a little bit about that this morning on the way into work. Tara was talking about it. I didn't catch where it was at, so I didn't know it was ROTC school there. I didn't know that. But I hate that it happened, but I'm glad they did what they did, or so nobody else got hurt.
Where it was at, Patrick? Bernice said it might have been Texas, but anyways, he went in the wrong place. He hollered Allah Akbar, and they took him out, but not before, tragically, he shot that instructor. Turn it down a little bit, huh? Yeah, just hit the volume down. There you go. That's good. Anyways, you know that shooting in West Bloomfield, Michigan, happened within a mile of our daughter's home and son-in-law's home up there. And within a couple of miles of her school. But and some of the students that went to that Jewish school, she teaches them private lessons on their musical instruments. That's getting too close.
Go ahead.
Evening, Patrick. Evening, Tom. I just came in on part of your conversation. Where the ROTC was Old Dominion College in Virginia, or West Virginia one. It was Old Dominion.
Well, God bless those boys. And they did what they were taught. It's just a shame that senior instructor got terminated. Oh, my God. He was a fine man. Go ahead, Patrick.
I don't know any of the details other than that the kids subdued him and took care of the problem. And I hate that, like I said, I hate that it happened, but I'm glad they stopped him from doing any further damage. But you guys pick it up. I'm going to step out of the room here in a minute and get ready to call the net. KO4H gets, and I'll be on the side for now. 7-3.
Like I said, I just got in the middle of it, but apparently it was the guy took out the ROTC teacher, and then the four students got involved, and hopefully the prosecutors up there will try to prosecute the students for taking the guy out, but I got to go too, so if you're calling that, go ahead and check me in and out with no traffic, and I'm going to get out of here and say 7-3. I just got out of a two-hour meeting, and I didn't want to be in to start with. All right, we'll talk to you later. Tom, you have a good night. Miss Bernice, you have a good night. 7-3 for y'all. KA5WLO, clear.
Right, great to hear you tonight. And, yeah, you feel the same way about that, being an Army guy. I'm proud of him. Shoot, it's like they was asked this police chief one time, they said, why'd all your guys shoot this fella 69 times or some ungodly amount? And he said, well, let me think. We ran out of ammunition. you got to stop the threat. But, God, it's terrible what's going on out there. But Shelly wasn't teaching that day, but she was within less than a mile from where it happened. She said you had to drive way back in there even to get at that school. And they lived there for many, many years now. And I don't know. It's the biggest concentration of Middle East people other than in the Middle East. They're Dearborn, which is not very far from them. But they live in West Bloomfield. You take care, Leroy and Patrick. We'll catch you down the line. This is 0GR clear.